generally, I would not bring a coach back this quickly. But generally, a coach does not have a team do what his team just did. We are joined right now by the head football coach at South Carolina, and what they just did was beat the fifth-ranked Tennessee Vols 63-38 this past weekend. They're 7-4 overall. They've got another enormous challenge and opportunity coming up on Saturday when they take on Clemson. The head coach is Shane Beamer. Shane, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I appreciate you having me back.
Shane, great to have you back. So you had the very best seat in the house for one of the most impressive performances of the season. Knowing how hard your group has worked and how you feel about this particular group, what was it like for you to see your team take it to the fifth-ranked team in the country the way they did Saturday night?
It was awesome. It was an awesome environment in our stadium Saturday night, and just really happy for our players, really happy for our seniors. They prepared well during the week, had a great week of practice. They worked their butt off, and we had not performed well, to say the least, the week before. And they just, you know, like they always do, they came right back to work the following week. And we had great confidence going into the game. So to be able to just perform as well as we did in all three phases and have that kind of night was really, really rewarding, but really, really really made me happy for our players.
So, Shane, you answered my next question in part, but just to kind of drill down on this, what was your message to your team in the days leading up to that game, and what was the mindset when you hit the field?
It was, you know, honestly, we've got a good football team, and making sure they understood that. And we didn't look like it against Florida, and there's different reasons for that. And, you know, we went back the day after the Florida game and met with the team like we always do and talked about the good from the night before, the bad, and you know, we weren't as terrible as what we looked. And, you know, not that we're an NFL team, Jim, but I talked about how if you look at the last few Super Bowl winners, they went through bad stretches and had a bad game or two or three in November. You know, last year the Rams, they got drilled by the 49ers in November and lost, I think, three games in a row. The Bucks, when they won it in mid-November, they got hammered by the Saints like 38-3. And then they just responded, and then they came back, and they won the Super Bowl. The Chiefs had, I think, a three-game losing streak maybe the year they won the Super Bowl. So just talking about the fact that we're a good football team that had a bad night, but it doesn't define this football team. What's going to define this football team is how we respond and how we play down the stretch. And we got a great opportunity starting, you know, last week at the time and now this week as well. And our guys knew we had a good team and were very motivated to play, and it showed.
South Carolina head football coach Shane Beamer joining us. It absolutely did. I'm going to ask you about Clemson, of course, in a moment. Shane, you talked about what you said and what your message was in the days leading up to that game. I'm curious, there was a team meeting the night before the game. Some of the seniors got up and they spoke. How powerful was that, and what were some of their messages?
It was really cool. You know, we have time. It's not really football related. It's every Friday night. We just kind of get together as a team and just kind of hang out and talk and do different things. And Saturday night, it was one of those, kind of one of the themes or mantras last week was let's ride. And the message was anybody that wanted to get up and talk, you know, all right, it's time to ride. Where are you taking us? So Spencer Rattler got up. Where are you taking us, Spencer? What are you going to do tomorrow on this ride? And a couple of the seniors did speak about how, you know, it's their last time in the stadium, and they came back to South Carolina this season for their final year when some of them didn't have to. And they talked about how they came back for games like the Tennessee game in that stadium against a nationally ranked opponent. And one of them actually said, he's like, man, I had a dream earlier this week where, you know, they were tearing down the goalpost and storming the field, and how awesome it's going to be tomorrow night when it happened. And, you know, we didn't have a ton of guys speak. It was probably five or six guys, but it was pretty powerful what they said, and was a cool moment as a team for sure.
Shane Beamer is joining us. You mentioned Spencer Rattler. He was incredible. 30 of 37, 438 yards, 6 TDs. Have you ever been around a QB more locked in or in more of a zone than he was on Saturday?
I don't think so, and I've been around some great ones, whether it be Michael Vick when I was in college or at Oklahoma with Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts, and I've seen some great performances, but Spencer was lights out on Saturday night, and knew he was good when I was watching it live, but then going back and just watching the video the next day after the game, he was even better. And it was just, it was the throws you saw, but his, the way he stepped up in the pocket and the way that he just played with confidence and got rid of the ball where it needed to go at the right time. And even on, like, you know, some of the scrambles where it could have been throwaways with 90% of the quarterbacks in the country, he's able to, you know, make something happen and hit a receiver on the run where only that receiver can make it. So make the play. He did great. It's because he played, he prepares that way during the week. He works his butt off, and was happy to see him have that success. And now we're going to need him to do it again on Saturday against a really, really good defense.
No doubt. You said something, Shane, after Saturday's win to the reporters, quote, "This game and the next one could change the narrative of this program forever," end of quote. Like, for instance, what was the narrative of the program going into this past Saturday's game? And then what could it be coming out of next Saturday's game at Clemson?
Yeah, you know, and it kind of goes back to what, after the Florida game, and I talked about the next two games, and I told our players that, frankly, you know, you two got these next two games, you have a chance to change the image, the perception, the trajectory, everything in this program with the opportunity you have in front of us. And, you know, they took a great step last week, and you know, you don't, you talk about coaches say, well, they block out the noise and they don't listen to stuff, and it's true to a certain degree, but I've got as a head coach, to me, I got to be aware, we only have our players in here for 4 hours a day. That's all the NCAA allows us. So there's 20 hours a day where our players are outside this building, and if I don't think they're on social media and listening and hearing stuff on the radio, then I'm crazy. So I want to be aware of what they're hearing. And I know last week when you have a performance like we did against Florida, that, you know, people want to question everything, and they have that right with the way that we performed, and I knew that our guys were hearing that, and that was why the message was so critical last week, that, you know, here's reality. And we talked, and people, I'm sure, thought, well, you know, South Carolina hit the high mark of the season by beating Kentucky and Texas A&M in back-to-back weeks, but now they're coming back down to reality. And I told our team that the outside, they don't get to write the story about this year's team like we do, and we will determine how this story, this movie ends. And you know, our guys certainly prepared that way, and they were very excited to play last Saturday night. And now the challenge will be to get them right back up and get them ready to do it again at an even higher level, hopefully.
Brad, I was going to say, I mean, they're at that level, and it's a night that nobody will ever, ever forget, and then you got to come right back, run it back, and do it again. That's the challenge. Final thought then, I mean, there's a reason that Clemson, Shane, has won 40 straight at home. In fact, there are a lot of reasons why they've won 40 straight at home. As you've seen them this year, and you look at the film right now, what kind of thoughts do you have about Clemson and taking your group into what's sure to be a hostile environment?
Yeah, ton of respect for what they do. I mean, it's just another already 10-win season for them with an opportunity to get, you know, 11 if they were, you know, depending on what happened Saturday. And then they got the ACC championship game and the opportunity to win another championship. And I know they're still in the mix for the playoff and all that. So they're, you know, they're one of the great programs in college football. And they're doing a great job again this year. Fantastic on defense, and the quarterback is getting better each week. They're utilizing him in the run game more. I mean, they've got talent at every single position. They're extremely talented, and we will be going into a hostile environment. South Carolina didn't go up there in 2020 because of COVID, and it was an all-SEC schedule. So it's the first time South Carolina's played at Clemson since, I guess, what, 2018. So I know it'll be a great environment on Saturday, and we've played in some great environments in the SEC, and this will be another one on Saturday afternoon up there.
Coming off a great, great win. I can't wait to see this one as well. And like I said, Shane, normally, it's always great to have you on, but normally I would not go looking for you so quickly since it was only a few weeks back, but it was such an enormous win and such an enormous week. I had to do it again. So I appreciate you saying yes. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much, and good luck this weekend.
No, you got it. Honored to be on with you. Appreciate you having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners as well. Thanks.
You too, Shane. Thanks so much. Really appreciate you. Shane Beamer, again, 63-38. Over fifth-ranked Tennessee. And it was not that long ago that we were talking to Josh Heupel about the dream season for the Vols. And now look at South Carolina. They just won that game, and if they could go into Clemson and find a way to get it done right there, I mean, to Shane Beamer's point, you all have an opportunity to change the narrative of this program forever in 2 weeks. And he's not wrong.